Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today, and I got my husband here.
Hey y'all.
And there's a place that Michael and I both adore going, and that's New Orleans, Louisiana.
I love the food there.
Oh my gosh. And the music, just everything. You know, it's like Savannah. It's a very, very special place.
Reminds me of Savannah a lot.
It reminds me of Savannah too, especially the homes. Some of the homes, you know, they have a lot of wrought iron, and they cook some mighty fine pralines, like Savannah does. But Michael and I found a restaurant called Deenie's, and I think she's got two of them now. She had one that was on the water somewhere.
Out on Lake Pontchartrain.
Okay. And that little restaurant, it didn't have any ambiance or anything. But it was good. So when we found out that Deenie had opened another restaurant downtown in the
kind of, French Quarter.
It is in the French Quarter.
Right.
So Michael and I had to go, and I tell you what, they serve the most succulent barbecued shrimp I've ever put in my mouth. And when I say barbecue shrimp, y'all, it's not like barbecue that we know in Georgia and the Carolinas.
It's like a butter, consistency of butter.
Yeah, a whole bunch of butter, y'all.
Yeah.
And they serve their barbecue shrimp heads on. To me, it's pertinent that you have those heads because that's where so much of your good, strong shrimp stock comes from. It's from those heads. So I'm going to try to share with y'all how to make these barbecued shrimp. I talked to the lady that owns it a couple of trips back, and I said, you know, what all do you put in that? And, you know, she told me some things. But you can actually buy a barbecue shrimp seasoning, and I'm sure you could get it over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to New Orleans, I always make sure I buy a couple of bottles of that, and that helps. But if you don't have that, this is how I do it. And Michael and I both said that we thought maybe mine was as good as what we had at Deenie's.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
It is good, yeah.
So I start with 3 sticks of butter. And 1 beer, and 1/3 of a cup of olive oil, and I use a can of seafood stock, or you can use clam juice, anything to give you that seafood flavoring. And I think you can even buy bouillons, maybe that are a fish bouillon, but you can buy canned seafood stock at the grocery store. And then I mince up the equivalent of 3 tablespoons of minced garlic and 3 tablespoons of lemon juice. And I chop up 3 tablespoons of sweet basil, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning. And then I just go out into my herb garden and I get some fresh thyme and rosemary and parsley, you know, whatever I want to grab, oregano, and I tie that up and put that in my water. And then I add 2 tablespoons of paprika to give it that red color, and 1 tablespoon of hot sauce, and a little salt. You have to be very, very careful because clam juice, your seafood stock, they can contain a lot of salt. Plus, I use salted butter, so that really intensifies your salt flavor. So be very, very careful. And about 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and of course some fresh chopped parsley, and then 1/2 of a medium-sized onion chopped, you know, to just give it that flavor. And you want to just combine that all. I cook mine in a black oval cast iron dish that's about 2 to 3 inches deep. So that's a perfect pan for my barbecued shrimp. So I just let that cook. And if I need to, I'll add a little bit more beer or even a little water. So you just want to let that cook and all those flavors marry into each other. And you can give it a taste and see if it needs some salt. You might even put a dash or two of Worcestershire sauce in it. When you're ready to throw in your shrimp, you'll want to turn up your heat and get a rolling ball going on that concoction. And then drop your shrimp in. Remember, head on shrimp. You'll want to let them cook no more than 2 to 3 minutes, just until they turn that beautiful coral color. And
if you cook them too long in the oil, the shells will stick. So,
oh, yeah. So you don't want to overcook them.
Keep your eye on those. Don't let them cook
long. And then you dip them up with that liquid in a bowl, and you have to have French bread with it, a hot French bread for dipping. And it's out of this world. It's messy.
It's delicious. My favorite part might be the French bread and the liquid.
I know. It is so good. And when you come into Deanie's and you sit down, where most folks will bring you bread, she brings you bowls of red potatoes. Red potatoes on the smaller size.
And they're spicy, so you got a little kick to them.
Yeah, they have cooked in like some kind of...
it's a seafood boil.
Yeah.
But it's,
yeah.
They got a kick to them.
Yeah. And naturally, she brings you your little things of butter. But, oh my goodness, that's like the perfect appetizer to me, because you know how I love potatoes. And that's my problem. I'll usually fill up on those potatoes first. And I'll always, when they bring me my bowl of barbecued shrimp, I'll always get me a couple of potatoes and stick down in there. And that's some fine vittles. I mean, fine vittles.
I can't wait to go back.
I can't either. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Well, I hope y'all will try this recipe. It may be a little hard for some of y'all to get your hands on head-on shrimp, but it's worth searching them down, y'all.
When we were little kids, we went casting and we caught some shrimp, and some friends from school, they had just been transferred from New York.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh! And, what a culture shock!
They saw the shrimp. And they said, "Well, our shrimp don't look like these." I said, "Well, y'all got the same shrimp we got." So I was heading them, and they said, "Yeah, that's what our shrimp look like." So they'd
never seen one with head on.
I said, "Well, they all have heads on them, even y'all's." I said, "The ones without heads are a lot harder to catch."
So you had them confused as
no, they really thought it was two different species. Because they'd never, saw them in the grocery store.
You know, I found out the other day.
Oh, fish market.
When we were with Vince Russo.
Uh-huh.
That there are like 236 species of shrimp. Huh. I would never have thought that. But Vince did tell me, he said that wild Georgia shrimp and wild Texas shrimp are the two premium top shrimps that you can get.
They are.
So how lucky are we? We can go right off our dock. And I remember one night we spent the night in the dock house, and you got up early that morning and you walked out on the floating dock and you cast and caught shrimp. And he brought them back in the house, and I made a shrimp and grits for breakfast. Do you remember that?
It don't get much better than that.
It don't get no better than that. Why don't we do that again?
Let's do it.
Can we catch some shrimp today?
Well, it was just a little chilly, but we could try.
That was just so much fun. So I do hope y'all will try this recipe. And if you can only find with heads off, then go that route. But heads on, and it's rich, rich, rich shrimp stock that comes out of that head. Mm-mm-mm. I'll be back in a minute. I want some.
Me too.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.